Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you? Yes. Oh no. Oh goodness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can conduct a post-mortem. It's quite involved. It means that when you get his body back, you may, you know, we can do a cosmetic version of one where he's sutured back together. But yeah, if you did want to see the post-mortem, he doesn't look the same. But yeah, that's an option. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And do you still have another bird? Did they live together? Right. Yep. So the post-mortem fee is quite expensive. It's about $300 because it takes us quite a while to do. What's included in that is the physical post-mortem, but then we do a lot of microscopy work after that process to be able to see whether or not there was other reasons why. The only other thing I can suggest would be for the two remaining birds that you had in with him to have a health check, because that would cost you around about the same amount. Yeah, so it's up to you either way. The post-mortem I do in-house myself, yeah. Yeah, the only thing that's additional to that is if we recommend to you that tissues get sent off for histology, which is the tissue gets put into formalin and then we send it to a laboratory for them to section and have a look at with a pathologist. So that service is extra. But the gross postmortem generally finds the cause of death, unless it was an intracerebral stroke, minor hemorrhage, that sort of thing. That is quite hard to isolate on a gross postmortem. You need histology for that. Okay. So it's not always straightforward. It's unusual that one bird out of the three would suddenly die without underlying disease in amongst the flock. So very possible that if you book the other two in for health checks, that we would find that there's something there that's infectious that we need to treat them for as well. So, you know, honestly, if we're talking about cost, that's where I would put the money towards. Yeah. So it's up to you. It's a different decision based on like pet birds versus an aviary of birds. In an aviary situation where you have one die and we've got 50 birds at risk, then of course, yeah, we go ahead and do the post-mortem, no question, with spending the money there. Yes, I take tissues regardless. So I'll take tissues, and whether or not you decide to do the histopath, the tissues will be kept. So. Yeah. The post-mortem, did you say? Well, I'd probably have to stay back and do it this afternoon after we close. So if you got the bird to me, because I'm fully booked this morning, so it's not just a straightforward thing. It takes me about an hour to do. Yep. You can? Yep. Who are you talking with? Sorry, I just need your name and your bird's name. Okay, and he's about 9. Yeah, so we saw him in June. No, ingesting anything that you think could have been a toxin, like a plant inside the house, human food that's toxic to them. Oh, okay. So there could be a crop obstruction there, a gut obstruction. Yeah, that sounds common in these guys. So, yeah, we would definitely find that on a gross postmortem if that's the case. Yeah, you can. Yeah, and then I'll just give you a call once I've done it. Yeah. Okay, mate. So I'm sorry to hear that happened. And the others are perfectly well by the sound of them in the background there. Yes. They did. Okay. Yeah, it's really hard. But you did the right thing for the closure. Obviously, that's really important. So I'll just pop in here that you're going to drop him off. We're here from 9 till 1. The earlier you get him to me is if I have any cancellations through the morning, I'll be able to do it earlier. No, that's okay. I'm sorry to hear that, and we'll see you soon. Okay, see you. Bye.